Okay, we have Belinda Duarte online to talk about Sorry Day. Good morning, Belinda, and welcome to 3CR.
Hi, Lalita. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for getting up early in the morning to talk to us. So, Belinda, you are the CEO of an organization called Culture is Life.
That's right.
Perhaps we could start by talking about what this organization is.
So Culture is Life is an organization, a not-for-profit organization, that's been established to support Aboriginal-led solutions to build cultural strengthening and mutual understanding to ensure that our young people don't take their lives.
Mm. And you have launched a couple of campaigns in relation to all this. Tell us about your campaigns.
Look, first of all, what I do want to note is, yes, you know, today is Sorry Day and it's a really significant day. So in acknowledging Sorry Day, Culture is Life, our campaign was launched earlier in the week, but it's really critical for us on a day like today that we take a moment to think about what we need to do to consider our relationships with Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people more broadly. But on Sorry Day, it takes on, I guess, a deeper reflection, particularly committed to thinking about the ongoing impacts and experiences of those who were taken and stolen through the Stolen Generation in a range of different ways and levels affected by the government policy. So I guess there's not an Aboriginal family that's in the country that does not have a story to tell about that, whether it's in their immediate family or their extended family or community. And today we'll be posting that acknowledgement and how critical it is for all Australians to take that moment to pause and consider, I guess, the experiences of yesterday and how we continue to experience a whole range of, confronting statistics, particularly around young children in care, out-of-home care, and the Are We Ready campaign that we launched earlier this week is actually about those relationships between Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people, and in particular, friendships that in their own way have, I guess, found the connections and explored ways to be enriched by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people because they've spent that time to connect more deeply rather than, you know, talk through some of the intellect that can be, you know, heavily talked about from the stats and facts, which is absolutely critical to be aware of, but taking the time to actually connect and emotively understand, you know, the position and experiences of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people through friendship.
Mm. One of the things I've always wanted to ask somebody of Aboriginal culture as yourself is, where I work, I see lots of people who come in. I work at the Victorian Aboriginal Health Service. And one of the significant issues that comes across is people who were of the Stolen Generation had lost so much of their life because of that act and that policy of those days. Excuse me. And one of the key things I come across over and over and over again is the fact is that they lost that model, that parenting model. And therefore, the children they had later, they could not impart any parenting knowledge because they didn't have it. It was a very difficult, traumatic time for the people of that generation and the following generations. And you have, hence, you have this intergenerational trauma, which is reflected, as you say, in many statistics where people are not firmly in control of their lives because of the policies and the overarching history. And from what I believe, just continuing that thought is today there are more children out of home care than ever before. So I'm just wondering what your organization hopes to do about that, or are you involved in any such thing?
I think it's really important to note that there's been some amazing leadership in Aboriginal communities across the country, from grassroots community-led organisations through to Aboriginal people working in mainstream structures to influence change. And, you know, there's still significant amount of work to do. And I do want to acknowledge those organisation like the bazaars that you've mentioned with the, you know, health services across the country, ACCHOs, land councils that are working tirelessly to really instil access to a whole range of what's known as social determinants of health, but really making sure that our people get healthy and in our own way. What we do know, though, is that in spending time to provide some cultural strengthening through Aboriginal-led initiatives that we support, what we see that as is an opportunity to really enrich our young people and communities and be in control and self-determining, I guess, their own experiences and what they need and know they need as communities to heal that trauma from a transgenerational perspective. But we also know that as much work as we can do in supporting one another through our healing journey, there's a 98% of the population which we need to actually influence to get engaged and connected and understanding of the experiences of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people across the country. Mm. And we are moving forward, and today is a step to take a moment to be more educated for the broader community. But our campaign, Are We Ready, is actually about posing the question to, you know, our communities across the nation to think about that. Are we ready to take a deeper step and retain that connection to the emotive impact that has been had in Aboriginal communities and individuals and we're still experiencing today? Because if in our young children are sent to schools and they don't witness the value in of Aboriginal culture and how that's held up through the curriculum or in their day-to-day lives, if we're not valued as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, what does that say and continue to say around where, you know, where the broader community's view is in relation to honouring the most oldest living culture in the world?
Mm, you know, that's right.
It's really important.
Yes. And hence you launched the campaign, What's Missing in March, inviting Australians to reject racism and deepen the connections with the long and impressive story, as you said. Today, I guess, is an important day in other ways too. It's 50 years since the last referendum, where 90 people in Australia voted for the Aboriginal people to be able to vote. I think it's about 20 years since Mabo Day, isn't it? Correct me if I'm wrong. So it's culminating to be a very big day today.
There's a lot of anniversaries, and you know, when you think of the 67 referendum and where Aboriginal people were counted in the census, and the whole heap of movement and leadership that was from you know, Aboriginal people that have been advocating for years, but the broader community. But actually, in the heart of hearts, you know, when we think about what our values are as Australians and what to be fair and just is, we need to continue to ask that of ourselves as a nation. And I guess the What's Missing campaign, launched on the International Day of the Elimination of Racism, was, although, unfortunately, you know, what are we missing in our workplaces, our parliaments, our local governments, our communities, which is actually ensuring that we are behaving or enacting the value of Aboriginal culture. And how in which we go about doing that is everybody's responsibility. And that campaign was really targeted to actually, as our very first, you know, a new and emerging not-for-profit organisation with a small number of staff, but big hearts and great generosity and networks from a whole range of people and communities. We're really trying to sort of, again, pose the question for people to consider.
And in this quest, so to speak, you actually have a website that people can go to if they want to participate in your campaigns, yes?
Yeah, it's cultureslife.org.
So it's easy just to get on there and get in touch. And as you say, you're an NGO and you invite donations and other support as well, I assume.
Absolutely. But it's I think it's critical. key message I want to put out there is that when Aboriginal people are determining the future, and you talk about the work that's happening as we speak in Uluru,
yes,
the impact is sustainable. When we are in control of our destiny across our communities, and there's very few agendas over the country, if we were to look at all of them, that are purely investing in Aboriginal-led work. Often it's actually put through mainstream structures, and that comes with a whole range of complexities. But when Aboriginal people are determining their future, that's where the sustainable change happens.
Yes.
Just like today, when we take a moment to really think of the impact of stolen generations and what that means for our mob and the broader community, what it allows us to do is think about how we reset relationships in a constructive way, or how we, rather than reset, explore ways to more deeply connect and understand where is it that we can establish a value system or a belief system that truly values the oldest living culture in the world.
Yes, and respect human rights.
Absolutely.
And land rights, in my opinion, but, you know, some people may disagree with
that. And you know what? It's deeply complex, absolutely. And, you know, it will be a motive. And the Aboriginal people that are out there speaking about it, you know, it's very complex issues when we're talking about, you know, what drives our country and how do we influence change on the ground, the role, the important role that treaties, the way in which we influence parliament, self-governance, all those elements are all critical for us as Aboriginal people, because at the end of the day, I guess there isn't an Aboriginal person in this country, I would say, that doesn't want our First Peoples, regardless of where their countries are,
that's right,
to feel valued, and what that looks like and how it's expressed and how our children thrive is what every human being deserves.
Yes. Well put. Thank you so much, Belinda. That was a very valuable contribution to the radio station and the listeners. I'm sure they'll be very happy to have listened to this conversation with you. And I hope you have a good day today. And whatever activities you've organized goes well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye, Belinda. Bye-bye.